In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. Well, Easter mornings at church are always great, aren't they? I mean, we sing louder than we usually do on a normal Sunday. We have the alleluias back, and we respond with them enthusiastically. We tell each other that he is risen. We get to celebrate with friends and family. We feast at the Lord's table with the whole church throughout time and eternity. But we also get to hear the story, the good gospel story, that Jesus is risen from the dead, and then we get to see him appear to those very first eyewitnesses. Except, not today. It seems like we're missing that part. I mean, this can't be right. Today's gospel lesson doesn't quite get to seeing Jesus risen from the dead. I mean, we've got the women at the tomb. We've got the stone rolled away. We've got the angel proclaiming the good news that Jesus is no longer in the grave. But then the women run off, and they're afraid, and they don't tell anybody anything. In fact, it's at this verse 8 where the earliest manuscripts of the Gospel of Mark end. Actually, it ends in the middle of a sentence that's not even completed. It ends with words that in Greek can never begin or end a sentence. The last words in Mark are ephabunto gar. They were afraid for. And it stops. No one sees Jesus. Now, later manuscripts add an ending to Mark, and we don't know exactly what to do with them. I mean, they seem to be fragments with apostolic authority. They're fragments that give us the resurrection of Jesus that we're looking for, but they don't really seem to be from Mark's gospel. Biblical, yes, just not exactly a part of Mark's story. But of course, you can see why those sentences were added. Sentences at least have to be completed, and we need to see Jesus, right? Especially today of all days. I would say, though, that this sudden ending is what Mark has been building up to through his entire gospel. Because for Mark, seeing is not believing. The disciples see many miracles throughout Jesus' ministry, and yet there wasn't a one of them that stood by his side after he was arrested. Jesus' enemies see what he does. Mark chapter 3, Jesus deals with a man with a withered hand and heals him in the sight of everybody. And it's then that we're told that the Pharisees use that moment to plan Jesus' destruction, because Jesus had the audacity to heal someone on the Sabbath. Hanging on the cross, those Pharisees would taunt Jesus with the words, "Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe." But even most amazing of all, I think, is in chapter 8. The Pharisees came to Jesus demanding a sign. This is right after Jesus fed 4,000 people. And even with that sign there in front of their eyes, they demanded to see more so that they could believe. And Jesus replied with these words, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Truly I say, no sign will be given to this generation. Seeing is not believing. Hearing, however, is." In Mark's gospel, the disciples followed Jesus before they ever saw him do anything. Blind Bartimaeus cries out, "Lord, have mercy," and he didn't see anything at all. It was the loud shout on the cross when Jesus died that convinced the centurion that truly this man was the Son of God. Three times we hear Jesus tell us exactly how the cross and the resurrection are going to go down. And the cross happened exactly as he said. And now here at the tomb, there sits an angel with the words, "He has risen, he is not here, just as he told you." We hear the good news well before we are ever to see. But maybe we should also ask whether or not the women at the tomb believed when they heard the good news from the angel. I mean, we know they heard. But with that news, there was trembling and astonishment and fear. And they didn't say anything to anyone. And if there was anyone that should have expected an empty tomb, it was them. We heard of the women just earlier at the end of chapter 15, after Jesus died on the cross, that when he was in Galilee, they followed him and ministered to him. They heard Jesus tell the disciples on three occasions how he was going to die and how he was going to rise from the dead. But that's, I think, why Mark ends the way he does, with that half sentence that just is begging to be completed. they were afraid for. Where their story ends, yours begins. We start afraid. We start trembling. We start astounded. I don't know what your fears are because I can't read your hearts or your minds, but there are fears that are common to everyone. Perhaps you're afraid you don't measure up, that you're not doing a good enough job. It could be that you're afraid that you can't do enough right to outdo the wrong that you've done. Perhaps instead you're afraid of losing a loved one. Or maybe there's nothing to be done and you're just desperately lonely. Perhaps death is knocking at your door and your sin is more than you can bear. Whatever it is, Satan does not let you go unscathed. Whatever it is, it's not something that you can fix. No matter what your fears are, Jesus is risen. Everything you fear is overcome because Jesus is no longer in that grave. That's the news we've been waiting to hear, even if we didn't know we needed to hear it. For indeed, Jesus has taken every fear and carried it himself. Jesus has taken the things that made us tremble and nailed them to his cross. Jesus has taken even the most astounding sins and buried them in his tomb. I mean, look at where he was. All our sins lie dead there. But Jesus has gone ahead of us into life. We were afraid, for indeed our sin was great. Our fears are overcome because our Savior is even greater. Greater than even death itself. And this is the best thing we could ever possibly hear. And so, folks, Easter is for hearing. Our fears are overcome. Our sins are forgiven. Our griefs he has shoulders. Our doubts he has carried. Our worst failures he has made right. During our loneliest hour, Jesus is with us. Death has been defeated and life is given out to all. This is where our story begins. And so gather around and listen. This is where the good news reaches our ears and we hear who we are in Christ. Faith comes by hearing the word of Christ. And so we shout the Easter message so that all may hear. He lives to silence all my fears. He lives to wipe away my tears. He lives to calm my troubled heart. He lives all blessings to impart. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.